Order. So let's do a roll call to start. Paul Hench,
Here.
the committee. And I'm Tom Patton. I will chair the meeting on behalf of myself as co-chair and Paul as co-chair. John Carter. I don't think John is here. Doug Delena.
Good morning.
Morning, Doug. David Corris.
Present.
Charles Roman.
Here.
And Paul Weisgarber.
Here.
So we have a majority, a quorum of the committee. Also joining us by invitation are Fayola Haynes,
Here.
Ulysses Hammond,
Here.
and Tina Chokas and Melissa Ferrucci from
Here.
our auditors. Terrific.
Here.
Okay, the first order of business is to approve the minutes of September 1st, which was a special meeting that was probably one of the shortest meetings on record. I think it was all of 8 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, David.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, those minutes are adopted. Next order of business is to have public comment. So we can open up the lines. If there's any member of the public who wish to speak, they can press star six on their phone. And if they're having difficulty, they can raise their hand in the Zoom if they're participating by Zoom, and we'll get you into the meeting. Is there any
Tom,
member?
we don't have any public attendees at the moment.
Nobody is connected. Okay. Very good. So then the next issue is to review the draft audit. And for that, we'd like to go into executive session. So I will entertain a motion. Let me read it. That pursuant to section 1-210(b)(1) of the General Statutes of Connecticut, by a two-thirds vote of the members of the Audit, Compliance, and Governance Committee present and voting, the committee hereby approves to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing a draft audit report by independent auditors Cohn Resnick. And I will entertain that motion.
So moved.
Moved by Doug. Is there a
That
second?
was Paul, but I will second it.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Moved by Paul, seconded by Doug. All in favor, say aye.
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 And opposed? None. Okay, that motion passes, and we will go into executive session and close the public line.
Tom, I would just note that you're inviting all those people, all those staff and guests into executive session.
Thank you. There we go. Okay, great. We are now out of executive session. Having just been executive session discussing the draft audit report with the auditors. And the next order of business, actually, before I get the next order of business, I also want to say, having watched this process over the last 4 years or so, or 5 years, or however long it's been that I've been on the audit committee, the preparation, the materials, the organization of the financials of the Connecticut Port Authority have never been in better shape, and that's due to the leadership of Ulysses Hammond. And Fayola Haynes has done a really a terrific job. I had a very good conversation last week with Melissa about the staff and about the form of these financials for the auditors to actually address, and they were very, very complimentary. Really terrific, Fayola and Lori, and the help that we're also getting from OPM, from Kim and Simon is terrific. It's a great team, and gives me as a co-chair in the audit committee really great comfort that these numbers are good numbers. The fifth item on our agenda then is a recommendation by the audit, compliance, and governance committee that the board of directors accept the 2023 fiscal year independent audit report. And as Doug mentioned, that would be in substantially the form of that as presented to us today. Melissa's indicated they're looking for typos and ticking and tying a couple numbers, giving some last minute instruction they got or confirmation they got from the state. But certainly the motion would be to recommend it to the full committee, absent any material changes that would then cause the committee to reconsider that approval.
So moved. Paul Weitzcarver.
Paul Weitzcarver.
Second. Second, Doug DeLina.
Thank you, Doug. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Terrific. Really nice job for the whole Connecticut Port Authority team. Any next item, any old business? Is there any new business? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor? Yeah, second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate the attention to this.
Just a reminder, everyone, that we do have our annual public hearing at 5 p.m. tonight. If you're able to dial in, it's greatly appreciated. So we have a quorum. It should be brief. It hasn't gone more than 20 minutes or so for the last few years. So hopefully you'll see most of you tonight.
Terrific. Thank you, David.